Mesdames et messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, activists and campaigners, welcome to the opening ceremony of the Athos Games 2012. Today, we celebrate the achievements of past Paralympians. We recognize the commitment, the effort, and the sacrifice it takes any athlete to reach the pinnacle of their sport, including those who will be competing over the next 2 weeks in Stratford. And today, we escalate the resistance to Athos. They assess disabled people's eligibility for disability benefit. Through the work capability assessments, they seek to rid disabled people of not just our financial support, but also our identity as disabled people. Athos, to now seek to bask in the reflected glory of the disabled people by branding themselves to these Paralympic Games.
Hi, my name is Claire. I'm from a women with disabilities group called WinVisible, and we bring together women with visible and invisible disabilities.
Claire, can you just tell us what's happening here today?
Yes, it's basically a protest by disabled people and concerned people in the community about the company which does the testing for disability benefits. The company is called Athos and they test about 11,000 people a week. They have the contract by the government to assess whether people are fit for work, and basically they are kicking sick and terminally ill people off benefit according to government targets. And we're here to protest because they are the top sponsor of the Paralympics. It's really ironic that at a time when people are looking forward to watching disabled athletes compete on television and the whole Olympics thing, that the company which is sponsoring it is doing terrible harm to sick and disabled people. So that's why we've come to protest.
Now, what exactly have the government got planned in terms of benefits for disabled people?
Well, we are facing really, really tough times at the moment. The government is intent on forcing everybody off benefits as much as possible. And the policy which we are up against at the moment as disabled people, I mean, lots of people have someone disabled in their family. Single mums who go for the disability benefit test, if they're managing to look after their children, they're actually found fit for work and find themselves without benefits. I mean, it's not that they even transfer you over to job seekers either. They just cut you off and there you are with no money, and it's up to you to reapply for other benefits if you can. So it's a really, really tough situation. And Athos are paid a £1,400 bonus for each person they find fit for work, and a lot of people have really serious illnesses and actually die either while they've been found fit for work or while they're supposed to be getting themselves ready to go back to work, they actually die. And those are the government's own figures, so that's why we're protesting.
And is there any specific complaints that you've got about the way that Athos has gone about these?
We are against the whole privatisation of public services in general, because that means that it's not the welfare of the person that's central, it's them making a profit. So that's the same whether it's benefits, whether it's the NHS, and it means that it's not for the benefit of the community or the person, it's to do with profits first of all, and then everything else comes second after that. And people are increasingly angry that the money that we have paid in for the welfare state is going to these contracts to private companies. I mean, Athos is paid £100 million a year for their testing UK-wide. And all they are is a data processing company. I mean, they're involved in the Olympics because they're an IT company and they're doing the timings and the things to do with managing numbers. So it's nothing to do with people's welfare. And we are also getting MPs to support an early day motion in Parliament, which is for Athos to be sacked and for an end to the whole way that people are tested, because it's got nothing to do with your welfare and how you're getting on. It's only to do with their targets of how many people they want to find fit for work. That's all it's about.
If the government could do one thing to help disabled people in this country, what would it be?
Restore the principle of the welfare state and make sure that there is support for people when they need it.
Clare Glassman, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
We know their truths, and the Paralympians know their truths. Following the Paralympics, these athletes will return home to their lives. And soon, Atos will come into their lives again. And we'll be assessing them. And if they follow the targets they deny even exist, 1 in 5 Paralympians assessed by Atos will lose their DLA, which many athletes have already said provides crucial support that enables them to live independently and have family lives and sporting lives. Activists and campaigners, let the Atos Games begin!